So far this first half, Liberty has kind of owned the line of scrimmage.
Which is what we expected after, you know, watching them this year right now.
And, you know, Liberty's really done a good job every game at the line of scrimmage. They've punting situation. Bears take the snap. And a short punt. And it'll be down at the 35. So, again, Liberty with really good field position. First and 10 for Liberty at the Bear 35.
About a 15-yard punt there.
This Liberty's getting in the backfield so quick.
A lot of pressure back there on that kicker.
And, you know, Liberty's, they're getting it done with the D-linemen. Eagles, first and 10. Jester and Melby to the near side. Morris, the inside receiver. See if they try a jet sweep with him. Nope. They're going to roll out. Now they're going to run the option. Melby catches, breaks one tackle, dives forward, gets positive yardage.
Picks up about 8.
Yep. So Melby with the sweep. 2nd and 3. Ball now inside the 30 at the 33 or 4. They got it on 34 on the board, so.
Yep.
2nd and short. Motion by Roberts. And they're going to hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge bounces it outside. He'll pick up the first down. Oh, no, they're going to mark him out just shy of it.
Whew.
So it'll be 3rd and short. .43 on the clock here in the first half. 27-0 Liberty. Deuce package, 2 receivers on each side, out of the pistol, and they hand it to Rutledge. Big hole opens up for Jaron. Jaron's going to take it in, and they're going to mark him down just shy.
Just on the 1.
Right on the 1. So Rutledge picks up 25 on the carry. And it's 1st and goal from the 1. Pistol. They give it to him again. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Jaron Rutledge from the 1. Why not? He got him down there, so here you go. Throwing the dog a bone. 33-0 now with 2:26 to go in the half. Eagles with the lead. And it looks like they may go for 2 here. Yeah, they're going to try the 2-point conversion. Out of the shotgun, back to pass, looking to the corner, overshoots his receiver. Boom! Big
hit.
Yeah, and the flag now comes in.
That's Jester that got hit hard.
Yep. He got lit up. In the end zone, he was stretched out. He was going up for the ball. And penalty flag thrown, but Titus jumps up on his feet. And that's, you know, there's no malice in that. That's just football.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's a bam, bam, you're trying to make a play, and Liberty declines it. So, 2:26.
See, I thought that would have been assessed on the kickoff. Trying to watch for a signal here, but.
Or they just moved it to the 1-yard line. And
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Liberty declined it, or that's...
Or I think that...
Or they may
have
picked
it
up.
Good. The two-pointed try was no good, is what he was signaling.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Oh, yeah, no, they're going to mark it off now.
Yeah, there it is.
So Liberty will kick from the Willow Springs 45. Now, is this where Liberty does their pooch kick, you know, or squib?
Yep.
This would be a good spot for a squib. Jaron spots it up right in the middle of the Willow Springs Bears 45. And Jaron's just going to put it in the end zone. First and 10 for the Bears. No return, 2:26 to go. Liberty is not, I mean, they've squibbed it, they've pooched it, but they're not showing it as much, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with the squibs and the pooch kicks, but when you do it every time, it's so hard to catch him off guard.
It is. And I like the putting it in the end zone. I mean, you make him go 80 yards every time.
First and 10, Lee takes a snap, hands it off to the tailback, and brought down, gets a yard, brings up second and 9. That was number 10, A.J. Shortridge. .204 to go in the half. 33-0 Liberty. Lee gets to play. He comes to the sideline every time, gets to play. Two receivers to the right, split in the backfield. Scarborough back there. They hand it off to Shortridge. A.J., nice hole opens up. Nice run, hard run by A.J. He's brought down at the 31.
Picks up about 10.
Yeah, that's a new set of downs right there. First and 10, Willow Springs. Defensively, you get so caught, you know, you're going and going. Well, you're susceptible to leaving that door open and running back shooting right by you. First and 10 with 1:14 to go in the half. 33-0. Caden Lee out of the shotgun. He's got two receivers on each side. Liberty with three down linemen. Bouchon comes with pressure in and out of the hands. It was a little bit high intended for McCune.
Then a flag comes in right at the end. Roughing the passer again.
Yep. And that's going to be an automatic first down, and it'll spot the football at the Bear 46. 1 minute, 1 second, 61 seconds to go in the half. Bears will come out with two receivers on each side. See if they can get some points before the half. Lee out of the shotgun. False start. And that's, I seen it that time, Galloway.
Yep.
Got a little bit of a head start. So first and 15, 60 seconds to go till halftime. I may have missed some penalties now. Caden Lee out of the gun. two receivers on each side. Lee tosses one, dropped. And he'll bring up second and 15. Pass intended for Galloway. Or no, actually that was McCune, number three. 54 seconds to go. Well, they've got the airport still lit up. Looks good, doesn't it? It does. Lee back to pass. Finds his target. Almost picked off. That almost could be a fumble, but the official... It was right into the hands, and as Epperly was getting ready to turn, Roberts just took it away from him.
Yeah, he took it away.
But Epperly never made a step, so incomplete pass. Which is a good thing for Willow Springs, because there was nobody between Roberts and the end zone. Timeout called. Coach Swallow wants to talk things over with 47 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come right back. It's Liberty Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hi, welcome back. It's Willow Springs Bear football. They're looking at third and 15. There's 47 seconds on the clock. Liberty has a pocket full of timeouts. That's the second use timeout by Willow Springs. Tomorrow, the Missouri Tigers will be hosting UMass, the number 19 Missouri Tigers. Caden Lee trips to the left. Snap. Oh, makes the pitch, and it's a good one in some running room.
About four? No.
Yeah,
about
seven. It marks the, we're going to mark.
41. They got him at nine.
Now Galloway with the little pitch. And it's going to bring up fourth and six. So he picked up nine. Is that right?
Yep.
34 seconds on the clock.
Timeout, Liberty.
Is it Liberty?
Yep.
So Liberty's going to use timeout.
They're going to try to get a score or, you know, right before half and then get the ball back.
Bears have the football at midfield. I believe they had it at one point, first and goal, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, they were inside the,
yeah,
inside the 10. Had a couple penalties, or had a penalty, and then a couple big losses.
Well, that's the fumble is where Liberty recovered, stopped that threat the Bears had. Fourth and six, and it looks like the Bears are going to punt. Scarborough, the punter. Good snap, and he gets it off. It'll be down to 25. 27 seconds to go. First and 10, Liberty. I'm sure Liberty will go with Max Protect. And they've got lots of speed. If you're Willow Springs, I'd say look for that secondary to be playing back, mm-hmm. you know, near
almost
midfield.
In a dime package.
So will we see Sawyer Morris out there? Chester comes out. He's out wide to the right. Liberty's going to go with like a double wing shotgun. Flushed out. Quick pass, and it's tipped, knocked away. That time the secondary was able to read Parker Toon. He got locked on one receiver, and Bear defense read that and knocked it away. Second and 10, 22 seconds to go. Trips to the right. Roberts, the inside receiver. Toon takes the snap, and he's going to roll this direction. Looking downfield, winds up, throws, incomplete. Again, into triple coverage. Pass was intended for Roberts, but you had Lee there, you had McCune there, and Scarborough.
Yeah, they good coverage.
Yeah.
Good coverage downfield on the deep threat. They had the underneath receiver. Jester kind of rolled out of his route there. They kind of had that intermediate over the top open, but
14 seconds on the clock. Liberty looking at third and 10. We'll keep it here. We'll be heading to halftime shortly. West Plains at Rogersville tonight. And
I had an update. The Catholic Forsyth score 26-15 Catholic in the first half.
Catholic is leading the district standings. Class 2, District 3. But now they've got to play Fairgrove yet. The Mid-Lakes Conference. Catholic joined that. Pleasant Hope, Clever, Fairgrove, Stratford, Catholic, I think some of the other teams, Clever, is in that. Third and 10 for the Eagles. 14 seconds on the clock. And Parker now is going to be a wide receiver. And Graham's going to be the quarterback. Parker comes in motion. Graham takes the snap, tosses it to him, loads up, looks, throws one downfield for Rutledge, and it's picked off. Third interception of the game, and the Bears still have it. And they try a lot. Yeah, they do a lateral, and the tackle's made. So Liberty with three interceptions in the first half, and time expires. The interceptions have not hurt Liberty. But still take note of that. Three interceptions, Liberty's thrown. Willow has thrown an interception and coughed it up on a fumble. 33-0 at the half. Liberty with the lead. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and go through first half numbers. You're listening to Howell County Football on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Three cheeseburgers. Okay. All right, welcome back. 33-0 is your score at the half. Liberty with the lead as both teams head to the locker room. Liberty, again, that defense is just, it's just been a force.
Yeah, still super stingy.
It's, yeah. And so paper-wise, numbers, what do we got?
All right. On the Liberty side, Liberty goes for 140 yards on the ground, 72 through the air for 212 yards in the first half. You got Jaron Rutledge going for 56 yards on 9 carries, 2 touchdowns. Parker Toon, 67 yards on 6 carries with 2 touchdowns. Last week we saw a lot of the air attack. Seeing more of the ground game this week, so I'm glad to see it that way. Because I mean, we're gonna have our hands full next week, and I'd like. This offense has got to be clicking.
Hey, yeah, the Panthers are the real deal.
Yeah.
They are
and,
the real deal.
And on the Willow Springs side, that defensive line's been tough on their run game right now. They were minus 64 yards on the ground in that first half.
Ouch.
And, you know, 97 through the air. They've got 33 total plus yards, but, you know, just a lot of the – the big sacks, you know, Caden Lee, you know, there's a couple times he got sacked and he was like minus 20.
Yeah.
You know, he lost, you know, goes for a loss of 20 on those. So
I don't know how many, at one, in the first, they had 5.
Yeah.
In the first quarter, Liberty had 5.
Yeah.
And, they probably got, we'll get official, but their Liberty's around 10 sacks in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a struggle for that the Willow Springs offensive line to get any kind of momentum in the run game. They were able to throw some passes, you know, they went, was it 97 yards through the air? You know, granted, one of those is a great big 72-yard chunk, but, Willow's, you know, Caden Lee and Willow Springs offense, they've been able to get some positive yards through the air in this first half. So,
well, they had one big play.
Yep.
And that's pretty much been it. 33-0 at the half. Liberty in control. We'll come back with the second. It's Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
City. It's Superstart Battery Month at Parts City Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate when you buy select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free at participating stores. Get the power, performance, and reliability of Superstart at Parts City Auto Parts.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Parts City.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you. G&W Foods in downtown Woodlawn Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlawn Springs.
96.9 The Fox.
And welcome back. Sorry for that little bit of delay of silence. I had to run to the restroom, but we are here now to go over some halftime scores through the area. And let's go ahead and see what we got. Currently at the half, the Thayer Bobcats lead the Houston Tigers 33-6. And if you want to tune into that game, you can tune in to 93.9 Q94, the Mountain of Rock. West Plains and Rogersville. I believe I got an update on that. We go over here. And it's Rogersville leads 35-26 at the half over West Plains. And you can catch that game over on 102.5 Hot Country KDY. And, of course, I don't really have to say much about the Willow Bears because they are playing the Liberty Eagles tonight over here on the Fox. Once again, the halftime score 33-0. And we'll go ahead and take a look at some farther out scores. What do we got? Final score, Nixa with a lead 49-14 over Lebanon. They get the win tonight, 49-14 over Lebanon. Seneca at Aurora, 43-7 at the in the middle of the third quarter. Mount Vernon, 14-0 at the half over Lamar. Neosho, 28-19 over Webb City at the half. Carthage over Willard, 59-7 at the half. Miller at Ash Grove, 12-12. So that's a tie ball game, pretty good there. Republic at Joplin, 24-10. Republic has the lead. Fairgrove is going to be taking on Clever tomorrow. We've been talking quite a bit about that because Fairgrove is definitely going to factor into those district rankings. Nevada at East Newton is 20-0 at the half. Mountain Grove, 51-0 over Kabul. That's been an interesting game to watch. The score updates come in. Windsor at Stockton, it was 14-12 in the second quarter. Early in the first, the Rogersville and West Plains game has been interesting to watch too. It was actually 7-6 at the end of one, but of course, as we said, it's now 35-26 Rogersville. Parkview at Branson. Parkview has the lead 12-6 in the middle of two. Bolivar tied to Marshfield 14-14. Hillcrest and Carl Junction 14-14 in the middle of the second quarter. Springfield Catholic 26-15 at the half. That could have changed, but I don't think it has. Nope. Stratford 13, Reed Spring 6 at the half. Pierce City 7, Skyline 6 at the end of second quarter. Ava 29-0 at Salem. We've kind of been surprised about that, considering how they played last week, but good that Ava's making a little bit more progress. Hollister 24-2 over Buffalo at the half. Sarcoxie 14-6 over El Dorado Springs at the half. Monette has the lead 14-6 over McDonald County. No update over on the Liberal Jasper game. Lockwood 51, Osceola 14 in the middle of the second quarter. No update on New Heights Christian at Appleton City. Camdenton 28, Battle 12 at the half. Cassville 28, Harrisonville 14 at the half. No update on Lone Jack at Cole Camp. Lincoln at Hardin Central, no update there. And Sherwood at Pleasant Hope, 44-0 during the second quarter. Once again, your halftime report, also your sponsor for the locker room, Andrea McNew, Shelter Insurance. You can find her in Mountain View, and you can give her a call at 417-934-2060, and you can find her at 409 North Elm Street in Mountain View. Also sponsoring us tonight for Shelter Insurance, Agent Robert Hollis in Willow Springs. You can find him at 200 West Main Street in Willow Springs, or give him a call at 417-469-2881. We'll take a look at the weather coming up in just a bit, and we'll talk about some other halftime festivities here in just a bit before we get to the second half. It's Liberty Eagles football, Howe County football, I should say, as we're taking on the Willow Springs Bears here on the Fox 96.9.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Currently 66 degrees here in the West Plains at the studios. We'll reach a overnight low tonight of 56. That fall air is finally getting here, and it's going to be setting up a good day for Mountain View Heritage Day tomorrow. And talk about that ham and bean supper, still just making me so hungry. 82 your high for tomorrow. Sunny skies. We'll see a calm wind becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear Saturday night with a low around 53 and a calm wind. Sunday sunny with a high near 84. And then Monday 83. Once again sunny. And a few days of sunshine to come. And even though it's in the 80s, you definitely feel that we're in that first week of fall, and definitely glad about that. I was going to mention this earlier, but Mountain View Birch Tree is hosting, the Mountain View Birch Tree School District has been hosting a t-shirt sale. It's interesting design. It says Better Together, and in the middle it has kind of like two wings with the MVBT letters there, and this supports upgrades at the Birch Tree Ball Field. The store closes October 7th, and you can take a look at the online store and order today. There are several types to choose from, and 20% off of profits go directly to the ball field. Every shirt sold helps show what we already know. That is two communities, four schools, one heart, one team. And a big thank you to all of those who have already placed an order. We are better together. You can go online to mvbtliberty2025.itemorder.com. And Willow Springs also did their own t-shirt fundraiser, looks like, for their 100 years of Bears football. And that ended today at 10 a.m., but it's a great-looking shirt. And it's such a great accomplishment, too. 100 years as a football program, and we're mighty glad to see that. Bears and the Eagles have been facing each other at volleyball this week. And on, I believe it was Tuesday, Liberty played the Bears in volleyball, and Liberty wins that 3-0. But Bears have had a pretty good season. It's been pretty even, and who else did they play this week? They played Thayer and got the win over Thayer on yesterday at Mumford Gym. All right, we have just a few more minutes until we kick off the second half and hand it back to Gary and Tyler. I was thinking of Ricky, and we do appreciate Ricky for giving us the live video stream tonight, and thank you to Ozarks Healthcare for sponsoring that. We'll be underway with the second half here in just a few more minutes. It's Liberty Eagle football and Willow Springs Bear football here on the Fox 96.9.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities. Online classes begin October 13th. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Pickup truck, sports car, motors.
0 is your score at the half. Liberty Eagles with the lead. Liberty also will get the kick to start the second half. They won the toss. They deferred. So Eagles will have the football to start this second half. And again, I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning, and running the video is Ricky Smith. We appreciate all you folks tuned in to the radio. Also tuned in on the live video stream. We truly do appreciate that. Eagles and the Bears. Both teams are class two and they're in the same district. These two teams, Tyler, they could face one another again.
Yeah, I mean, I know twice that we've played two times in a season.
It's here lately it's been Houston.
Yeah.
You play Houston the last game of the regular season, and then you turn around and you play Houston the first round of district football. And they are playing, I believe Houston's playing Thayer tonight, and Thayer was up pretty big on that. So we have the second half coming at us. The Liberty Eagles and the Willow Springs Bears. Looks like Liberty will be defending the south end zone, so they'll be trying to score in the north end zone. And don't forget, Pioneer Days is tomorrow in downtown Mountain View.
Do you know what year this is? How many years they've been doing that?
It's 43, pooch kick by the Bears, but it's caught. And that is Sawyer Morse with the catch, but nice job by the Willow Springs Bears special team play. Morse, he didn't get maybe 1 or 2 yards after the catch. First and 10, Liberty. Ball will be spotted at the Liberty 44-yard line. Jester and Melby out wide below us to the Bears sideline. And Morris and Rodriguez to the left. Hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge gobbled up right at the line of scrimmage.
I think he dropped the ball. He was able to get back on it.
Loss of 2. Good job by the Bear defense. Second and 12. Eagles. No huddle. 2 by 2. Pistol. Motion. Roberts. and they'll feed it to Rutledge. Big hole opens up. Rutledge, now he's got a blocker, and he's going to be brought down from behind, but a big pickup of over 15 yards.
Yeah, about an 18-yard gain there by Rutledge.
In Bear territory. Eagles now back into Bear territory. First and 10 at the 38. Bears go with three down linemen. Trips to the right for Liberty. And they'll hand it off to Cox. Cox right at the middle. He gets outside. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Wyatt Cox trots it in from 38 yards out, and the Eagles go up 39-0.
Big run. Big run for the young man.
Wyatt is, he's like a stump.
He's like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
And he can move. There was nobody catching him on that run.
Eagles will go for two. Cox stays in the backfield. Snap, and they're going to hand it to him. Cox is going to be denied. So the score stays 39-0. 10:35 to go in the third. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Eagle kickoff. It's Liberty football on the Fox 96.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Okay. 39-0 Liberty, 10:35 to go. Eagles are set to kick it off. They score on their opening drive, start the second half. Line drive kick dropped. Fumbled around, now gathered back up. Nowhere to go. Galloway with the return. Had a hard time kind of gathering it up, didn't he?
He did.
First and 10 for the Bears.
Sawyer Morris making the tackle there on the special teams.
But we knew he was going to play. Not sure how much, but he's only been with Liberty since Tuesday.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's come in, made a sack on defense, made a couple catches, kind of getting in the rhythm.
First and 10 for the Bears. Lee out of the shotgun, trips to the right. That's the way he's looking. Going to throw the little bubble screen to the running back, gets to the edge, and now forced out of bounds. Penalty flag thrown at the end of the play by the back judge. See what that...
I think it's coming back.
Yeah, it could be holding. I think it's holding. Yep, that's it. happened right at the first down marker.
Yeah, actually, it was
a little past.
I was going to say about a yard beyond, because now it's first and nine.
Bears break the huddle. Trips to the left. AJ stays in the backfield. Lee drops straight back. Pressure from the backside. Flushed out of the pocket.
Going to be another holding penalty here.
Yeah, that was Ozziah was held on that one. Ozziah got a big push. Bouchon got a big push there.
Yeah.
On the D line for Liberty. Maybe two different penalties.
That's an illegal block there.
Yeah it's against Willow Springs.
Lots of extracurricular words being thrown around down there between the neighboring towns here.
Hello, 15 miles apart, you know. First and what is it going to be, about 17?
Yep.
Lee drops back to pass, and intended receiver was Epperly. Overshoots him. But right now, Caden Lee is just—he's hearing footsteps all around.
Yeah,
I mean, it's coming from everywhere. Eight minutes to go in the third. Willow has not played there yet. They have played Mountain Grove. Bubble screen out wide. Liberty does a good job defending it. Short gain on the play. Pick up about four, and it'll bring up third and 15. James Dean with that catch. He's a big target, big body.
Yeah, he is.
And when we travel to Mountain Grove, folks, we have a Gary Lee and Tyler fund because we have to have prime rib. Back to pass, Lee flushed out of the pocket. Now he's got some running room. Now he's looking downfield. He's just going to throw it away. There's nothing like prime rib in Mountain Grove. It's a steakhouse.
It's top notch.
It is. It's a ritual.
It's a ritual, yes.
Don't need no potato.
No, you don't. Just bring me the meat. That's it.
I need the horseradish, though. You like the, what is it, au jus?
Yeah, that au jus, man.
Punting situation for the Bears. 6:10 to go in the third. 39-0 Liberty. Good snap. And that punt is able to get off. Takes a Willow Springs Bear bounce. It'll be downed at the 44. So Liberty again with really good field position. Liberty's had really good field position all night long. There was one drive that they started at the 10 where they got the fumble recovery.
Yep.
Other than that, they've been playing on the Bears side of the field. Kyle Roberts will be out wide to the far side. Jester and Melby out wide to the right.
Cox
stays in.
Cox and Rutledge in the backfield.
It'll be split. Snap.
We'll cross back.
Cox again. Oh
look at him go up.
Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Finally gets wrapped up. And brought down at the 40. Cox is a little harder to find when he's coming through the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Runs a little lower to the ground.
Runs hard.
Yes. Second and 6 for Liberty. Rutledge and Cox stays in the backfield. 2 receivers to the right. Quick pass, and it's caught by Roberts. And Roberts brought down at the 30. So an 11-yard pickup for Kyle Roberts and a new set of downs.
His 4th catch of the night.
Morris back in for Liberty. See if Liberty will target him. Nope, they hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge with the stiff arm, gets outside, breaks a tackle, now picks up the first down. Jared's hard to bring to the ground.
About gets it out to the 16. Pick up about 14 there for Jared.
Nothing too fancy about what Liberty's doing right now.
No.
Cox and Rutledge in the backfield. Parker Toon, he looks to throw one. Oh, that's...
Whew.
No penalty.
Target Morris on that one. Kind of had some contact down there with the defender.
2nd and 10. Morris stays on the field. And they get it to Cox. Cox breaks another tackle. Touchdown, Liberty. 2nd score in the 3rd quarter for Wyatt Cox. And the Eagles go up 45-0, 2:54 to go in the 3rd.
He's got a good percentage going. That's his 3rd carry.
2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
Well, you know, you hear a lot of college teams, pro teams, they talk about, you know, change of pace. Cox is a change of pace. He's out there for the point after attempt. Nope, Liberty's going to try and run a scramble, go for the 2-point incomplete. Jester rolls out, so it'll stay 45-0. And Liberty will kick it off. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Howell County Football on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Eagles set to kick it off to the Bears. Wyatt Cox with 2 rushing touchdowns here in the 3rd. Wyatt Cox again kind of came onto the scene in the Stratford game when Reed Toon went out.
And he just kind of fit. You know, when Reed came out,
he made play after play.
First play, it was like a 5-yard sack, and then it was a fumble recovery, and then a pick six. And then the next week, he picks up the block punt for the touchdown.
He just made it hard.
He just made an instant impact.
Rutledge with the kickoff for Liberty. Line drive. Picked up by Galloway. Galloway with the return, brought down at the 30.
Nice little return. Picked it up at the 5. Brings it out to the 31.
First and 10 for the Bears. Ball will be spotted at the 31. What it does, having Cox, it allows, I mean, now you've got Reed to Jaron Rutledge and Cox. I mean, that's three really, really good linebackers.
Yes.
Bears will go with two receivers to the right, offset in the backfield. Lee takes the snap, will hand it off, and there's nothing there. Reed Toon able to get through first, make the stop on A.J. Shortridge. Loss of 2, second and 12. 90 seconds to go in the third. 45-0 Liberty. Liberty starting to shuffle some players in and out. Checking in, that's 53 for Liberty. It's dark in here.
It's Matthew Brooks, yeah.
Well, he takes the snap, drops back. Pass incomplete. Right now, Caden's just happened to rush everything. I mean, he's not able to
settle.
Well, he's got one target.
Yep.
He don't have time to.
There's no check down.
No. Third and 12 now, as we are under a minute to go. Bears will have to snap it. Play clock down to 10. Game clock down to 30 seconds. Motion, and we got a penalty. Bears are going to run a jet sweep to Galloway. False start. Willow Springs. 9 penalties. Unofficial. I may have missed one, but I've got 9 penalties. But, you know, the one thing we've not seen Liberty do defensively is kind of what Swofford, you know, playing somebody that's, you know, the shotgun is putting somebody right over that center.
Yeah.
And just attacking them.
Yeah, Liberty's had success coming off the edge, coming off tackles. You know, they've not had to really look for that
stunned or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're just
we're not seeing any twists, none of that.
No.
It's just
going straight ahead.
Just going straight ahead. The Liberty D line has just been way too much tonight for the Bears, as the third has come to a close. 45-0 as we head to the fourth. Coming right back, you're listening to Liberty and Willow Springs Bear football on the Fox 96.9.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
All right, Bears on third and long. They try a pass play, broken up by the Eagles. Punting situation now for Willow Springs. Ooh. Short punt, out of bounds. Then again, Liberty will have really good field position. Just so much pressure, again, getting through Peyton Hunter, or Paxton Hunter, along with Jaron Rutledge.
Yeah, I think that was like a net 3-yard punt.
First and 10, Liberty, and again, they got just excellent field position. The ball is going to be spotted at the Willow Springs 36-yard line. Liberty's only had to work on their end of the field once tonight. And that was when they recovered a fumble. First and 10 for the Eagles. Motion. And Liberty's going to run the sweep. They get it outside. And a nice first down run. Forced out of bounds. Melby, the ball carrier, tackle made by Christopher McCune. But it's enough for a Liberty first down, 11-yard gain. First and 10, Liberty, ball now at the Willow 23. Back into the ball game, Sawyer Morris. He's on the short side. He comes in motion. They get him the jet sweep. He cuts it right up the middle and picks up 5 yards. Slipped a little bit, made a plant. He wasn't going to take it all the way out to the edge. He's seen, yep. I like that. He's seen a big hole, and he just took that. Heads up. Play by Sawyer Morris. He stays in the field, the inside receiver on the left side. 2x2, shotgun. Quick pass, that's caught by, dropped. Chester on the wide receiver screen to the far side. He had Jaron Rutledge out there making the block on John Ball. I think he's seen he had green grass in front of him.
He was going to make a move.
Yeah, he was going north and south before the ball was all the way into his hand. Third and 6. Another handoff. This is to Rodriguez. And Eddie gets it to the 15.
Actually, I think that was Melby.
Oh, it is Jasper Melby. 9 and 4. Yeah. Well, there's Eddie right there. Has Eddie had any touches tonight?
He's had one touch for 11 yards on the ground.
So, 4th and short. Quarterback keeper or dish it off to Rutledge.
Rutledge.
And he bounces it outside. Big hole and right. Now they're going to mark him down at about the 3-yard line. So it'll be 1st and goal, Liberty. Right now, Liberty's just kind of got everything's working.
Yep.
Well, you know. And again, you Bear fans out there tuned in, Willow's going to be fine. I mean, they just, you know, the youth, they're young. They're going to get bigger. They're going to get stronger. They're going to get faster. There's a toss. And, there's Melby. Takes it in. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Jasper Melby. He punches it in from the 3-yard line. And the Eagles go up 51-0 with 7:17 to go in the ball game. Tyler usually can get fit everything on one paper, but, I mean, everybody's touching the ball tonight.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different ball carriers out of the backfield tonight.
Wyatt Cox out for the point after attempt. Snap is good. Kick is up. Nice kick. And that's good. 52-0.
Got a flag.
False start. Liberty. Well.
Replay.
Yep. Why, it's backing out there like.
Heck, man, that would have been good for 40. So,
yeah,
let's kick it.
Yeah, I mean, it landed. It went to the track. The thing about it, you know, Ethan kicked extra points, and you just got to, I mean, when you move further back, it's not that you want to try and kick it harder. You want to kick it the same, but it's kind of like golf, you know.
Just smooth.
Smooth and just. That one's blocked. So 51-0, it stays, and 7:17 on the clock. Short break, and we're coming right back with the Eagle kickoff. You're listening to Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in a cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
All right, welcome back. 51-0, your score. I was talking with Liberty's athletic director, and the Liberty tournament is loaded.
Sweet.
I mean, powerhouse tournament.
Good.
We'll have more on that. Jaron Rutledge with the kickoff. Pops it up, finds the dead area, and it's going to be picked up at the 22, and here comes a return. Got some speed. Boom! And is that Smotherman?
Yes, Ethan Smotherman. I think.
No, Liam Greer. Liam Greer. Now, Liam broke his arm.
Yes.
In
summer camp.
In the summer camp. A penalty flag thrown back there on the far side, too. Yeah, Liam. Liberty was expecting big things out of him.
Yeah. It's good to see him back.
This may be one of the deepest Liberty teams.
Yeah.
We've had in quite some time. I mean, Liberty now, I mean, with the, you know, Sawyer Morris and now Liam Greer back in, Liberty's playing 22.
Yeah.
22. And not, you know,
not just
when the game's in control. I mean, they're actually 22 players are playing significant minutes. Bears out of the shotgun, first and 10 at their own 18. Caden takes the snap, looks back to pass. He's going deep. Nice throw. They're going to say out of bounds. Nice catch, though. Good throw and a great catch, just out of bounds. Galloway hauled it in. Sophomore, I mean, you know, I'm telling you, Willow's going to be scary. They get in, you know, another year in the weight room. Big difference from a 15-year-old and a 18-year-old. Bears, they're sticking with the spread. And the big thing, you know, the Bears have a quarterback. That's a big start. Direct snap, a little wildcat, and that's going to pick up a first down. A.J. Shortridge took the direct snap, took it right up the middle. Five minutes to go. 51-0 Liberty. And again, you know, big night for Liberty. New player, Sawyer Morris. You'll be hearing a lot about him in the weeks to come. Toss and catch and forced out of bounds. Catch made by Christopher McCune. Pickup of 8, 2nd and 2. 4:10 to go in regulation. Lee out of the shotgun. Another direct snap. And Logan Bryan picks up the first down, runs it off the left side. Sawyer Morris making the tackle for Liberty. We thought he was just going to play offense.
Yeah. Get him in there.
Again, Sawyer had played 3 games with Lighthouse Christian, and now did not play last week. He sat out, but came to Liberty on Tuesday, now suited up. Here comes pressure. Bouchon on Lee, and Lee throws it away.
I think that was Easton Smotherman.
Yeah.
Closing in. They're off the corner.
Three minutes to go in regulation.
Tyler Glasscock coming in for Day Gardner.
2nd and 10. Lee drops back. Looks, finds his target at the 50. Oh, be careful there. Easton makes the stop. Or Liam Greer, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Liam, 13, yeah. Yeah, Liam was projected to be a starter.
And he's showing why. I mean, he's playing well.
Fast, yeah. Another long 3rd and 4 for Willow Springs. Back to pass, catch made by Epperly.
Carter Ellett with a tackle.
Fourth and short. Under 2 minutes to go. It's Liberty defense that, you know, they know what's going on around. They're full aware of what they've given up. And
yeah, it's a pride thing now.
Hand off and the first down for the Bears. And that's Shortridge. No, that was Logan Bryan with that carry, number 20. Ball now spotted at the Liberty 45.
1 minute left.
Bears might get a couple snaps off. I have to kind of pick the tempo up a little bit. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass. Here comes pressure. Sack.
Sack.
And that's Bouchon with the sack. Back at the Bear 45-yard line. So the Bears, if they elect to, they can get one more snap off. Down to 15 seconds. Yeah, I don't think the Bears are, they're not even going to take another snap. So that's going to be the ball game. Liberty defeats Willow Springs 51-0 here at the Nest. Next week, it's going to be a little bit stiffer competition when the Mountain Grove Panthers host the Liberty Eagles. And I'm not, let's see, the Willow Springs Bears next week. I know they've not played, Barry, I'm not sure who Willow Springs has.
Let me look. They have at Salem.
Salem, that's right. Yeah, Salem.
Well, 51-0 is where we're at. The final score, and Liberty, again, their defense, that's the third shutout. Well, it's a fourth game. The Liberty defense is not allowed a touchdown. The only team to score a touchdown on Liberty this year has been the Thayer Bobcats. And Liberty put up big numbers offensively as well. Trying to gel, new player, you know, Sawyer Morris, welcome to Liberty. Wide receiver, defensive back, gives Liberty more depth and will give them, you know, more different looks and opportunities offensively. So nice to see him out there, both teams out the field. Coaches are going to do their final say before we wrap things up. What do you got on paper?
Liberty, to finish the game, goes for 248 on the ground, 83 through the air, 331 total yards. Let's see, Parker Toon, six rushes for 67 yards, two touchdowns. Jaron Rutledge goes 13 carries, 93 yards, two touchdowns. Let's see here. Jasper Melby goes for 29 yards of a touchdown. Cox, three carries, 58 yards, two touchdowns. On the Willow Springs side, they do go for 115 through the air. You know, a pretty good, pretty good recovery there in the second quarter or in the second half of that game. They just lost a bunch of yards on the ground. I think they only netted like 58 yards for the game, but you know, over 100 yards through the air, lots of promise. You know, Caden Lee throws a really good ball. They had some good catches. Just the D line for Liberty was just
too much.
It's just too much. Too much for this young Willow bunch to handle. So, you know, things are looking up on the Willow side. You know, they've won what, three ball games this year?
They've got some winnable, you know.
Yeah, they've got some winnable games coming up. They go to Salem. That's a winnable game. Houston and even Ava. I mean, those are games
are winnable.
Those are games that they could be right in the hunt with.
Yeah, they've got Salem next week, Houston, Thayer, Ava.
Yep.
So you know they could win three of those games. You know,
yeah.
Thayer, I mean, anything can happen. But you know,
but it's going to be a clash of two styles, kind of like it was with Liberty. You know. Willow Springs wants to spread it out and throw a little bit, where you know what they're going to do? They're just going to line up. They're just going to line up and just punch it and punch it and punch it. But now, looking forward to next week. We can kind of see what this Liberty team's made of. We go to Grove and play at their house. That's always a tough place to play, and that Grove team is clicking right now, too.
So. Yeah, well, you know, state ranked in Class 3, and they're going to be a handful. But, you know, Liberty is going to be right in the middle of it.
It is. They are.
You know,
and you know, going into that Grove game, Grove's got a quarterback that can throw it.
And run it.
He
steps.
So, you know, it's going to be the biggest test probably for both teams. I mean, I know Mountain Grove played Fairgrove early. I'm not really sure what Fairgrove's all about yet, but I do know next week should be a dandy matchup between the two SCA powerhouses.
Well, Liberty's got the next two games are both on the road at Mountain Grove a week from tonight, then at Kabul, and then Liberty will be home for Salem, and then home for Houston before we get ready for district play. So 51-0 again, your final score. Liberty gets the win. For Tyler Chowning, Ricky Smith, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless. Good night.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint, a full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.